This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview.
Joining us on Stockbox today is Malcolm Pallet, the chairman and co-founder of Coincilium. Hi, Malcolm. How are you?
I'm well, Jenny. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. So Coincilium have released an update in relation to your crypto NFT stamp launch. And so you've got a launch date then, Malcolm?
Yes, we have. This is kind of the timetable. We were expecting to announce. The pre-sale will be the 19th of April for the Gibraltar crypto postage stamp. The official sales will be on the 17th of May. So the point of the pre-sale pre-orders is to actually kind of gauge the market and allow people to order before they're actually released, because that way you sort of enhance the opportunity for selling as many as possible. Would stress that, you know, this is the time type, you know, the clock's ticking, the timetable is set that way around. But of course, you know, the crypto postage stamp is really Coincilium's promotional vehicle for what our sort of main economic interest is in the selling of the NFT, the non-fungible token, in a digital collectible form, which is actually the counterpart to the stamp. So people who buy the cryptocurrency stamp, which is a commemorative stamp issued by Her Majesty's Government of Gibraltar and the Gibraltar Philatelic Bureau, this will enable those who buy the stamp to also have the first rights to purchase the NFT. And that's where Coincilium comes in, because we are working with a company in Vietnam called Red Fox Labs, and between us, we're producing the NFT counterpart, which is a digital token, effectively, which represents a digital stamp, which in this case is going to be a collectible series made up of 22 individual exclusively commissioned iconic images of Gibraltar. And we're also going to have a drop in there on, in addition to that, to what we refer to as mythic rare NFTs. So the 22 images plus the mythic rare, we've got common, uncommon, rare, ultra rare, and mythic rare. And the difference between those are going to be in relation to how many of each there are that constitute the total of 100,000 NFTs.
Okay, that's interesting. So in terms of buying the stamp, can you buy with both pounds and with crypto?
When you're buying the physical postage stamp, as in the cryptocurrency stamp, which is as any other stamp looks, it's, you know, it's paper, it comes in a presentation pack, which we've designed. And the website where it's been sold from, which is Whopper Plus, will have the option, will offer you the option, as with all kind of e-commerce sites, you know, when you check out, it drops down a box and says, how do you want to pay? And you can say credit card, PayPal, and now there'll be an option for crypto. So if you choose the crypto option, it will give you likely as not a QR code, and those who hold crypto are used to paying with that, and you'll be able to follow their procedure to use crypto to pay for that. But that's an absolute first, and that's not been done before, from certainly in the sale of a stamp.
Okay, fantastic. And you said the launch date of the 17th of May coincides with Bitcoin Pizza Day. As we all love a bit of pizza, I was wondering, can you tell us what Bitcoin Pizza Day is?
Yes, of course. So the Bitcoin Pizza Day is actually on the 22nd of May. And I think it's one of these things that's becoming more and more known. If you Google Bitcoin Pizza Day, it's a story. It'll tell you the story about the first ever real world transaction for Bitcoin, which occurred on the 22nd of May, 2010. And this American computer programmer called Laszlo Hynek, if I've pronounced that correctly, from Jacksonville in Florida, he offered 10,000 Bitcoin to anyone who could bring him two Papa John's pizzas. Now, he only did this as a kind of an experiment just to see if people, up to that point, you see, they were people were mining Bitcoin. Very easy to mine it in those days. If you had a computer and a processor, you could just go on and mine it. And, you know, obviously with the benefit of the hindsight, I think there'll be a lot more people doing it. But, you know, they didn't have any real value. But once someone sort of suggested they'll offer some Bitcoin for anyone who could bring them a pizza, a guy in London, a student named Jeremy Sturdivant, is a teenager, and he took up the offer. And he accepted the 10,000 Bitcoin. Laszlo sent him the Bitcoin. He then took out his credit card and phoned up Laszlo's local Papa John's pizza and spent about $30 on the pizza and kept the 10,000 Bitcoin. And that was the first recorded known transaction where Bitcoin had been used to buy anything. And that happened on the 22nd of May, and that's why it's kind of it's celebrated through the Bitcoin community of approximately 100 million people. Of course, if he would have kept the 10,000 Bitcoin that he got, or if Laszlo would have not sort of given the 10,000 Bitcoin away, he would be 597 million pounds to the richer, or dollars, should I say.
Wow.
You know, that's really goes to show how much Bitcoin has gone up in the meantime.
Absolutely. That's amazing, isn't it? This is the culmination then of much hard work and anticipation for Coincilium. What does it mean for the company to be here, and how do you feel personally, Malcolm?
We've actually been working on this, as you probably imply, you know, for an awful long time, and it's the first time we've been able to actually start talking in any meaningful way about it. But there's a lot of this iceberg still beneath the surface that we know about. We're working on the next thing. We're working on is finalizing the NFT designs. We've almost there. We've just got a few more tweaks to do. So, you know, we're kind of at the stage where we're ready to talk about this more publicly. But of course, it's just the first project. And, you know, if we get this right, then we'll be in a position to start launching other projects, which will be really where we'll be creating value for the company and for our shareholders. But we're very, very excited about it. Timing couldn't be possibly be better. But of course, you know, it's still a matter, you know, there's a lot of work to be done in getting everything sort of lined up. The next stage, I think we did say in our announcement that we'll be giving a preview of the NFTs, and then we have marketing and promotional events which will follow that. So, you know, these are all slated to be sort of announced, and so there'll be plenty of news on this. And it's great to see it coming coming to fruition. And of course, there'll be stuff that we're not going to talk about yet. They'll be able to surprise people with, and these are kind of exciting things as well. So very happy, very good to see that the recognition we're getting and the interest and intrigue. And my phone has been buzzing all day with people from all around the world asking me how to buy the stamp. And, you know, even though we sort of spelled it out, but I urge people to keep following the media section on the Coincilium website, because there's lots of stuff on there. I do scour bulletin boards, and people ask questions that are pretty much, in a lot of cases, they're already out there. The information is there. You should look at the Coincilium website as a hub for a lot of this stuff. And you'll see all the news, and you'll see all the media there. We'll put, you know, interviews up there as they can add as well.
Okay, that's great. I look forward to seeing how it goes. That's Malcolm Pallet there, the chairman and co-founder of Coincilium. Thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.